Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Corky Bonds. Act like gents.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. The Washington Commanders, for the fourth straight game, lost by 3 touchdowns or more. It is rock bottom for this Commanders defense. Yesterday was a name your score game for the Lions offense. They called the dogs off late, but unfortunately, that is 4 in a row name your score games where the opposing teams are calling the dogs off late. This defense is an absolute mess. There's a million layers to it. We're going to go through all of them.
Yeah.
Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. What's happening?
Oh, man. Listen, you can listen to us right here on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. You can watch us on Monumental Sports Network. Also, for our 980 audience, Sheehan running a little bit late this morning, so you get to listen to us on 980, too.
Yeah.
We're everywhere,
we're
baby.
All over the place today, huh?
What were your thoughts watching that game yesterday?
Confusion. Just seemed like so many things were wrong. And I was listening, I think it was Denton, who made this comment that it's probably a combination of these two different things where the coaching isn't getting there and then the players, just the right players aren't there as well. Offensively, you saw some guys try to show, Treylon Burks showed that he could possibly be something moving forward. But it just seemed like defensively, everything goes wrong. I watch things where I understand people like to go to scheme and go to coaching, but I watch things that players are doing, and I'm like, what the hell is he seeing? You know, as a former player, and I talk to a lot of guys that played the game on defense too, their question is, what are they trying to do? And when you watch guys, I'm looking at Amon-Ra St. Brown go across the field, and nobody is looking at him. Even if my keys are telling me I'm not supposed to see him, if I see him running by himself, I'm going with him. You know what I mean? When you see him or Jameson Williams catches the ball and nobody's within 15, 20 yards of him, something is wrong. Whether it's skiing, and then I guess they're just not getting it. Because this is something I'm seeing this year that I didn't see last year. I saw this 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and I don't know what the hell it is. I can't figure it out.
I just saw this tweet from Orlovsky, which I thought was really good, and I think it speaks to like some of the confusion. I think you're right in saying you're confused by this, because I think a lot of us are. Orlovsky just said, it's shocking to see how bad the Washington defense tape is. A lack of discipline, poor spacing, physicality. Talent has been an issue all season, but this tape was odd to see from a DQ unit. Mm-hmm. Not much between the whistle fight. And it gets harder and harder to really compete as you're getting your ass kicked week after week.
Yeah.
But B, in the first quarter of this game, I wrote this stuff down. Detroit had 10 first downs in the first quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, just astonishing, yeah. Astonishingly bad. When Jahmyr Gibbs caught that pass for the first touchdown, the 14-yarder, for weeks, months, everybody's been screaming about Bobby Wagner in coverage.
Mm-hmm.
That was Jordan McGee. That was your big answer.
Yeah.
And there's no safety support. He ran just like what looked like a little arrow. McGee went out. He went in.
Yeah.
That's one of the easiest touchdowns Jahmyr Gibbs is going to score in his NFL career.
I'll say this, and I know people like to look at the matchups with the linebackers and all. If you have a legitimate running back like a Jahmyr Gibbs, I don't give a damn who the linebacker is. He's not checking him one-on-one. I'm just being real about that. So it's not the person sometimes. It's the situation. And listen, Jay, we were talking in the kitchen, and we can get to Bobby, we can get to McGee, we can get to any of those. I'm going to tell you the problem with this defense. No pass rush.
Zero.
I don't give a damn if they're running man, if they're running zone. If you're not affecting a quarterback and moving him off his spot, an NFL quarterback is going to dice you up. And if you're not getting a pass rush, there's not a linebacker in this league, I don't care how fast he is going to check Jahmyr Gibbs. When Austin Ekeler was healthy, he's not going to check him. Because the ultimate thing is these running backs are shifty as hell and know where they're going. That linebacker is that 230, 240-pound linebacker. You get him moved one way and you go the other direction, it's going to take him some time to catch back up. But the pass rush controls everything, and there is none.
None.
It's non-existent.
And so, for me, there's just so many layers to everything that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it starts in the offseason. I think I said this repeatedly. I think it was a disjointed offseason. The roster construction, bringing everybody back, not a ton of investment. I mean, you spend some money on Kinlaw, but they're, maybe you need to spend on the edge, whatever it was. It doesn't really happen. Mm-hmm. You get into the regular season and the injuries immediately start to pile up. Then you've just got what looks like a lack of speed. I cannot for the life of me, if you want my top frustration, and maybe that's the damn topic today. What are you most mad about? Mm-hmm. Because people's mad at list is so significant.
Mm-hmm.
For me, what I'm most mad about is just the refusal to try something different. You are not getting home, to your point, with pass rush. Jared Goff is a very good quarterback. I'm taking nothing against Goff. But his weakness is when you make him move his feet.
Mm-hmm.
When he's got dirty pockets.
Yeah.
When he's got to move a hair. Because that's not his skill set. Right?
Yeah.
He never had to move.
Yeah, he doesn't.
There were zero sacks, zero TFLs. Generally, it's one thing if you don't get sacks. But as long as you're pressuring and hitting the quarterback... He dropped back 33 times yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know how many times he was touched?
Five.
Five out of 33 dropbacks.
Yeah.
And that's just touching him even after the whistle. Do something different.
Yeah.
And yo, your back end can't cover. It's well freaking documented at this point.
Well, the back end, you're down the back guys. End won't cover.
So try to go get him.
The back end won't cover if you can't get pressure. But see, this is the thing, though, Jay.
Try to go get him.
If you all of a sudden, you see all the confusion in the backfield, and you start blitzing, that's a bunch of big plays.
They're giving up big plays anyway.
I'm just saying
if they were bending and not breaking early in the year,
I believe things. They've tried different things. Nothing just works. See, I hear everybody say try something new. I'm watching the defense, and I see something different from the week before, and you know what? Same result. So it's like they got to figure it out. What is it? We can lean on the scheme all the time, my thing is players. If it's in them, when do they get tired of it and adjust something?
Von Miller after the game said, the coaches have us prepared. We feel prepared. Something just doesn't click on the field when it's time to execute. And he's telling the truth because they're not executing. I mean, the numbers in this game are staggering. You can look at the big picture, which is losing by three touchdowns or more in four straight.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at just last night. They gave up 550 yards of offense.
Yeah.
550.
They got Dan Campbell thinking he's the guru of play calling down.
Well, dude, you can't help but juxtapose two things, right? The Lions came in yesterday with a 5-3 record, but coming off a disappointing loss to Minnesota, where their offense, which is their superpower, right, is how much speed and skill they have on that offense, and it had been clunky. So you know what Campbell said? I'll call the plays. Compare that to Washington, where you've got Dan Quinn, who's a defensive guy, and Joe Witt, who, whether it's his fault or not, he's at the top of the list.
Uh-huh.
And Dan Quinn doesn't take over play calling. Like, Dan Campbell saw a problem, figured out a way to address it.
Dan Campbell saw a problem. Dan Campbell has talent. Dan Campbell's playing against Washington. I'll start play calling that day, too.
I get it. I totally get it. But I think what has fans most pissed off is, so we talked to DQ last night. He's like, listen, no big change. Nothing's going to happen till the bye. I'm on a flight to Madrid in less than 24 hours. And I can understand that. He's in the immediate moments following postgame. But they're setting this up to have to make a change at the bye week, which is now in less than a week. Yeah. Like that game will be over 6 days from now. And it just, I think the lack of, it's not that Quinn doesn't take accountability. Yeah, he owns how bad they're playing. His frustration is obvious.
He can't help but own it. It's right there.
I mean, like he's got no choice.
You know, but the thing of it, like, you know, what I'm at is, I don't know what you can do right now. I know everyone wants a change. They want drastic stuff. They want you to go at everybody's head. I don't know what can be done at this present moment that's going to change what predicament they're in now. I can also say this, because like I had a lot of people come to me, man, last year let's forget about last year. You know, last year is not this year.
I think
by no stretch.
Last year thoughts were over to me by like week six. Like it was very clearly a different year. You had already lost Jaden twice. Mm-hmm. You had already got your ass kicked at Green Bay. Yeah. Like, they didn't have a single loss like that. Like
that is it, though, Jay. I think that the last year is the ultimate comparison for a lot of people. I'm not saying everybody. And you got to forget about that, because this team right now, the ball, like you say, that oblong, that weird-shaped ball has not bounced their way. Everything that went right last year is going wrong this year. And people have to understand, right now, that team and this team are like night and day.
Bro, I think whatever expectations were through 6 weeks, I could understand it. But the last month, Cowboys, Chiefs, Seahawks, Lions, when you started playing some upper echelon teams or at least upper echelon offenses, and you gave up 40 and two, they were all four name your score games. Andy Reid played it cool, but I mean, all the rest of those coaches were taking their foot off the gas early in the fourth quarter because they had huge leads.
Mm-hmm.
And last year,
Detroit was trying to show you they were pissed from last year. They say, look, if we can run it up to 70, we will today.
They pulled Goff. They pulled Goff halfway through the fourth. I think Seattle last week, Detroit yesterday, Dallas earlier, they all could have gotten to 50, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I think whatever expectations existed from last year, those were gone by Halloween. It became about survival.
They should have been gone, but they haven't been. They're not gone completely with everybody's thought process.
If there are people still thinking this is a NFC Championship caliber team, you're out of your mind.
That's where the comparisons come from. I'm not saying that they expected it to be. They're still comparing it to those teams.
I'm at the point now where like whatever, like, expectations, any of that is just, it no longer is relevant. It's just, it's completely irrelevant. And I think what is most remarkable to me about yesterday compared to the Seattle game, Seattle was hot early. And I think Washington had so many coverage breakdowns that it was embarrassing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you couple that with a fumble on a kickoff that allows the Seahawks to score twice in 11 seconds, and it's just boat race city, right?
Yeah. Like, and that reminds you of what? The championship game last year.
Totally.
There you go.
So to that point, in the championship game, what killed them? Turnovers. The Seahawks game. Turnovers. Yeah. They gave up 44 and 550 yards of offense yesterday without any turnovers.
Yeah.
They had a clean sheet. It is hard to get your ass kicked like that with a clean sheet. Seriously, it's hard to do that. Detroit never punted.
Yeah, that was the fun. That was the thing that was very, very alarming to me.
They not never punted.
And listen, man, I just think that
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Things are not getting easier. And as you said, you gotta try and do something different. They've tried different. You got to try and do something drastic now. Not different, drastic.
And the refusal to do that, the refusal to acknowledge that drastic measures are called for,
I think they refuse to acknowledge it publicly. But I think they know, and they try, but don't seem to be working. Yeah, it's like just like the NFL works, and that's why I look at it. I'm gonna compare it straight to this. You ever notice when like someone makes a bad call, awful call, the public never hear about it, but the NFL does correct. They go out and correct it. I think it's the same thing. It's hard to speak against the people that you're working with on a regular basis. It's not good on defense right now.
It's
at all.
Awful. It's freaking terrible, so awful.
They got to fix it.
And it's tough. You like
and
it.
And I'm at the point now, like I had someone I deal with a lot say, man, like you have to check out. And I think at this point, I don't see things changing drastically this year.
No.
I don't see it.
Bro.
I won't be as frustrated as most people because that's how my mind works. When I have already figured out how something is, kind of hard to get me pissed off.
I think to expect different results at this point, when you have a month of straight BTA defensive implosions, I don't know how you could feel differently. I mean, you start to look at where this defense is ranking in various things. I mean, you want to get into the more advanced stats, they're terrible. You want to get into the basic stats, they're terrible. 30th in yards allowed, 29th in points scored. I mean, they're getting shredded through the air, 31st in yards, in pass yards given up.
I don't need any stats to know what my eyes tell me on a regular basis daily.
They've given up 44 twice in the last month. Is that enough?
I don't even need to see the points, Jay. I'm telling you, I look at the football game, I can tell you right there what's going on. It's not good. And, you know, the numbers just might come in and justify it, but my eyes don't lie. They don't lie.
It's awful.
I'm serious. I look at people catching balls, and I'm like, this is when it gets bad to me. When I see somebody open, and then it takes about two, three seconds to realize who was supposed to be checking them. Because they're not even in the view of the play. You get what I'm saying? And when someone shows up that late, you're like, what the hell is going on here? And I know people that are running, coming in that late can run. And so it's like, where's the confusion at? They got to figure out the concepts and where the confusion. It's not the athleticism on the field. It's the confusion that they're not bringing to the field.
B, if you look at some of the, I mean, just the numbers are so staggeringly awful. Detroit averaged 8 yards per play. Jahmyr Gibbs in this game had 15 for 142 on the ground with 2 touchdowns. He averaged 9.5 per carry.
The guy that Ben Johnson refused to run.
He had 3 catches for 30 yards and a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
That's 172 yards on 18 touches.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jameson Williams got whatever he wanted, especially early in that third quarter. 6 for 119. Jared Goff, not sacked, barely touched, 25 of 33 for 320 with 3 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Hey, man.
Just as bad as you think it could have gone, and I don't think there were a lot of high expectations going into this thing, I think it went worse. I think it was as bad as it could have gone.
It was not a good one, by no stretch.
And you wonder, I think you really wonder, they play Miami this week in Madrid. We're going
and
to Madrid
Miami
tomorrow.
Handled Buffalo.
Dude, and the NFL's a week-to-week league. You never know what's going to happen. Miami showed up yesterday. Maybe they don't show up next week. But what Miami has that Washington has struggled with is speed.
Mm-hmm.
Achane, the running back, speed. Waddle, receiver, speed. Like, that all of a sudden, Tua, B, you and I talked about this when Miami was on, I don't know, Monday night or Thursday night. They were some standalone game. And I texted you that night. If you get pressure on Tua, he folds. I think the head injuries, whatever it is, he cannot withstand pressure. But when he has clean pockets, he can pick you apart.
Oh, yeah.
What does Washington provide quarterbacks? Clean pockets. Dude, you don't want to get too far down the line, but it is mid-November at this point. They're 3-7. They're not going to be favored, I don't think, in any game remaining on their schedule.
Yeah.
Maybe when they go to New York,
but
because it might be Russ Wilson playing.
They probably won't be favored. But that doesn't mean you can't win.
I totally agree with that.
Listen, bro.
I'm just saying, starting to look at it.
I'm going to go in the locker room here, and I think that players are going to have to get pissed off and have some come-to-Jesus meetings with each other to change up some stuff, because a lot of this stuff I see, players can correct. Whether the scheme or whatever, does it seem to you at this point that anybody's pissed off about what's going on?
Guys in that locker room seem pissed, but I don't know that it impact. I don't know that it does anything.
I'm saying like when you see somebody pissed, it's more than just, oh, I see it in the locker room. You see it in the locker room, you see it on the field, you see it discussions with each other. I'm not saying people are going to be like fighting with each other, but you see a intensity come that I have not seen at this point.
It is a
so that has to change.
A Misery Monday presented by Chiniga Mayos, a 2025 top workplace. Visit careerswithmayos.com. We haven't even gotten to the undisciplined stuff from yesterday. We have a lot to discuss. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Nobody sells the DMV like our friend John Leahy. If you're looking to buy or sell, that's the only person we would call.
Like this recent sale, they went out to sell their house and they were looking for $20,000 over the asking price. They had a previous agent come in and tell them that they could not get it. John Leahy went and got that and more. And when you want to get more money, you make sure you go to John because he'll get what you need and he'll get more than other people tell you can get. That's John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
Let's be real. Sometimes the reason you're moving is stressful. Maybe you got divorced. Maybe you got fired. Maybe you got a new job and you got to go make more money in another city. Whatever it is, John and the Fine Living Group have the options and strategies you need to take care of things quickly for the most cash and the least amount of stress. There's a lot of value in that. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.